This episode is brought to you by Slapwoods.
Donnie Houston.
Yeah, man, it's going down. This Donnie Houston podcast. I'm Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a real special guest in the house today, man. My homeboy, Black Car Steve-O, man. He's an engineer. He's been behind a whole bunch of dope music, man. You know what I'm saying? Been a connector to a lot of dope events, a lot of dope things. You know what I'm saying? Worked a lot closely with Scarface, a lot of closely with Devin the Dude. You know what I'm saying? Was instrumental in really, you know what I'm saying, setting up the Devin the Dude interview for the podcast, man. And just, you know what I'm saying, just all around good dude, man. He got a new project out right now, Lead by Example, available on all platforms, man. And he's here to chop it up. What's going down, bro?
Yes, sir. What's going down, man? I'm blessed to be here. You know what I'm saying? I got the invite, man.
Already,
you know what I'm saying?
So, already. What's going down, man? Got the record out right now, Lead by Example.
Man, Lead by Example. We just did the release party last week. It was dope. You know what I'm saying? It's just a dope project. You know what I'm saying? It's a project that I put together with a lot of producers and artists that I had access to, you know what I'm saying, that I could get in the studio and we could work all together and I could put something together that I would listen to, you know what I'm saying, and kind of put that out to the world as like a resume, like, hey, this is what Steve-O could put together, you know what I'm saying, from my ear to how it sounds to everything.
What's on the A&R side of things? You wasn't trying to say, all right, I'm Black Car Steve-O, this is my artist project, like kind of type thing. It wasn't that type of approach. It was just
kinda sorta, but more of the on the A&R side.
You weren't trying to be the star of the project. It ain't about Steve-O.
I'm only talking on there one time. On the intro I talk. After that, I'm not talking on there, I'm not rapping on there. But on every song, we was in the studio. And I was hands on. Now let's try this. Let's not do that. I'm gonna take this person off. I'm gonna add this person. You know what I'm saying? So it was that process over. It took me a year to do it total. You know what I'm saying? So it was that process that I went through that I think was the reason that it was able to be so cohesive. You know what I'm saying? Content wise and everything. Cause I had to sit back and I was like, okay, so I have a shoot 'em up song, okay? Do I have a girl song? Do I have the song that is gonna be like socially get you moving? You know what I'm saying? Because right now I feel like a lot of artists put stuff out, but it's not a full project. They don't hit every emotion, or they don't hit every side of, you know, a day, or every side of their city and what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like one track, you know what I'm saying, and just in life in general, my goal is to be well-rounded. So, you know, I feel like it's a well-rounded project. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. Talk about, I mean, just the artists that you chose to work with on there, man.
Oh man, immediately, man, I was already in the lab with Expo the Schizo, Yaga Miho, Kilo Savage. I got OTB Fastlane on there. I got Young and Ace on there. Of course, I got Hog Boomer. I got Luke Whitney. I got Young Al on there. It's quite a few. My homie Hyde Park FB from LA, he on there. You know, it's a lineup. You know what I'm saying? And it's typically not people that you would hear on the songs together. You know what I mean? So a lot of it was, we're going to do this song, and I introduced these artists to each other, and now they're working together on their own. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of like me doing what's best for the song, but then it actually turned out better.
Create new relationships. And
right.
Yeah, right. Talk about, what would you say is probably like more so the single record, or did you put it together with a single type of record in mind?
I didn't put it together with a single record in mind at all, for the simple fact that a lot of music now is shorter, you know what I'm saying, as far as time. And a lot of my records, they got three verses on them, you know what I'm saying? And I know nowadays, if you in the studio, you know, an artist, you tell an artist do a third verse, they're like, oh, a third verse, what do I do? You know what I'm saying? But I'm used to a beginning, middle, and an end, you know what I'm saying? A story, you know what I'm saying? Some kind of story to make it make the whole thing make sense, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of songs have the three verses on them, so they're a little longer. I wouldn't necessarily say a single. I really, my one of my personal favorites is Yo Hitta, you know what I'm saying? But I think the people spoke at this point, and I think the people really like TikTok, man. You know what I'm saying? So I can't never argue with the people, you know, even if it's against what I thought, you know what I'm saying? So
And I mean, even the title, man, talk about, you know, calling it lead by example, man, and just what you meant by saying that. Because, I mean, you're working with a lot of younger artists here, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Is it more of leading in that way, or, like, is it just more so being around in the game and kind of just taking your stance from that?
Well, it came from, you know, my original slogan is In the Mix and Out the Way. So it's like I had to decide, was I going to call it In the Mix and Out the Way? And I'm like, nah. Like, people know me by that, but it doesn't pop as much, you know what I'm saying? So I had to think about, what did I mean when I say In the Mix and Out the Way? You know, and it's like, okay, now I have to lead and I have to show you what I mean by I'm in the mix and out the way, so I'm leading by example. And that's just the way that I try to live my life. It's more of a lifestyle for me than just a title, you know what I'm saying? So I could, a lot of people didn't even know I was working on a project, you know what I'm saying? So I could tell people, hey, I'm working on a project, but I'd rather just do it and put it out and hey, lead by example, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, that goes from sonically to everything. Like, it's almost like to be treated as a blueprint, you know what I mean? And I didn't want to call it anything that was like king of this, or, you know, I didn't want to do nothing like that, because I'm not trying to be out there like that. All I want to do is lead by example. I'm not trying to be nobody king of this, or, you know what I'm saying, none of that, you know what I'm saying? So I think about my words, because I know, you know, your thoughts become your words become your actions, so forth and so on, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, lead by example. It says what it needs to say without, you know, putting some other kind of title on me, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Well, man, we can kind of go back a little bit, because, I mean, shit, I say, man, I've probably been knowing you at least 10, 11 years, bro, and
yeah.
Just seeing you around, I don't know who you were working with over there, but back off 290 and West 34th and all that. I think that was one of the first times we linked.
Yeah, that was the first, that's the first iMix, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I thought it might have been iMix over there.
Yeah, that was the first iMix we had over there, when Devin had a room over there, Rockaway had a room over there, mm-hmm. Ill Faded. Yeah, that was probably about 07, 08, 09, like in them years.
Yeah. So, I mean, talk about, I mean, even before then, man, like, how'd you even get into, like, engineering to get to that point, you know what I'm saying?
I think just like every dude from Houston, you know, at first I wanted to be a rapper.
Trying to rap.
Yeah, you already knew it, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to be a rapper, you know, I was a guy that, you know what I'm saying, I would save my money up and buy equipment every year, you know what I'm saying? For Christmas, I get a piece of equipment. I don't want no clothes, none of that. I get a piece of equipment. And then throughout the rest of the year, I just build it up myself. You know what I'm saying? I get my tea lady to make a big purchase, and I do the rest. You know what I'm saying? And I built up my studio at the house, and it was only for me to record my raps and my partners. You know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't be my partner and not rap or sing. You got to do something, because this is all I do. I ain't playing no video games.
If you're going to hang out,
we're going to do something. Like, if you can't rap, I'm going to try to teach you how to rap. You know what I'm saying? If you can't sing, I'm going to tell you you're all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we're going to have to do some music. Otherwise, we probably not going to be friends. Like, even my partners that's around me right now, they got some kind of musical ability. They might not use it anymore, but they done been in the studio with me working on some music, you know what I'm saying? So basically, I started rapping. I was in the DJ pools and all of that back then. I really wasn't DJing though, you know. I had a Philips CD recorder. It recorded real time. You know what I'm saying? It was on top of the stereo, and I had two turntables that OG Ron C told me to go get. OG Ron C said, go get you some turntables. I'm gonna teach you how to chop. I went and got them turntables, you know what I'm saying? So when I got the turntables, I had to come out the turntables and go straight into the real-time burner.
And hit record and
Right. Yeah. And whatever I do is what I did, yeah. You know what I'm saying? The microphone to the mixer, no idea about levels or none of that. All I wanted to do was rap and see how it came out, you know what I'm saying? And it started being cool, then I upgraded to, like, acid, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that via, like, you know, LimeWire and all of that. I went through all of them stages, you know what I'm saying? And then what happened one day is I started, you know, I was getting in some trouble, and I was at the barber shop, man, and my barber, Reg, he was like, man, don't you mess with that music? And I was like, yeah. He was like, come to the studio with me Monday. He said, just get dropped off, you know, 7 to 10, Monday. Cool. I went to the studio. It was Mike Mo, Corey Mo, Mad Studios, you know what I'm saying? So I went to the studio.
On the north side, it was Niggas Home.
Yeah. I went to the studio, chopped it up with Mike and them, and, you know, Mike was like, yeah, you can record them, you know what I'm saying? So basically, I started recording a group called YNST on the north side, who my barber managed, you know what I'm saying? So they did sessions every Monday.
Where you at in your craft as far as on the engineering side of things? Are you still figuring it out?
I'm still figuring it out. I didn't even know, at that point, I didn't even know an engineer was like a real thing to be and that you can actually do it for a living or anything. You know what I'm saying? I was just recording, and I was recording myself, and then he was like, hey, you know how to do this? I was like, yeah, I know how to use Pro Tools and stuff, but it wasn't necessarily a career path that I thought was open for me, because I had no idea, you know what I'm
saying?
But
you had already got into learning how to mix and all that type of shit.
Not really mixing, just kind of like recording. Not necessarily mixing, it was a lot of recording, you know what I mean? So once I started doing that the first day, he say, hey, come on every Monday. So every Monday I went and recorded them for free from 7 to 10. And that's really how I got to learn how to engineer the right way on Pro Tools and stuff like that. Cause I would do something and then Mike Mo would come in there every so often and just check, are you all right? You all right? Oh, you need to move the hook. This is how you move the hook. He showed me a little bit at a time, you know what I'm saying? And I did that for 2 years. I did that 2 years, I didn't get paid.
So around what year is this?
This had to be, I don't wanna get my years wrong. Cause I was still in high school. I was still in high school. You know what I'm saying? The group was in high school and I was still in high school. So it had to be like 03 or 04. You know what I'm saying? And then I went to college for a semester. You know what I'm saying? And then
Where you went to?
Lamar.
Okay,
Beaumont, right. You know what I'm saying? Got out of that and I was like, damn, you know, I got in some trouble. So I'm like, man, what am I going to do? So I hit Mike Mo back up. You know what I'm saying? And he was kind of like, man, I got somebody over here now, this and that. He didn't even know real help, but I just stayed at it. And then one day he was like, come on, you could burn these CDs. We used to duplicate CDs in the back, in the jewel cases, you know what I'm saying, with the thermal print. So that's how I got back. I was already in the door, but I got back in the door through burning CDs, damn near sweatshop style, you know what I'm saying? Three towers, but printing one at a time, you know what I'm saying? So I pretty much, man, have been through every part of the game or seen it at some kind of level, you know what I'm saying? But that's how I really got started, you know what I'm saying? And I did like 5 years with Mike Moore and Corey Moe, you know what I'm saying? From flying to Atlanta every Monday, coming back every Wednesday with them, you know what I'm saying, to work.
So what y'all working on at this time?
What projects?
Yeah.
The biggest project that I remember, Lil Wayne came and did Carter 3. He did the Hello Mr. Carter.
Hey, Mr. Carter.
With him and Jay-Z, he did like a little piece of that there, you know what I'm saying?
In Houston?
Yeah.
No shit.
And that's when I met Nicki Minaj, that's when I met Lil Chucky, all of that, you know what I'm saying? I actually took Nicki Minaj to Hobby from the North Side, just me and her. And we went to Denny's, you know what I'm saying, on record, you know what I'm saying? And she took my number down. She ain't never called me, but you know what I'm saying?
But it happened.
Yeah, and this was MySpace Nicki with the lollipop between the legs, you know what I'm saying? This was that Nicki. I didn't know who she was at the time. She only had that one freestyle out with Wayne, that Can't Stop, Won't Stop, or whatever. It was on. That's the only thing she had, so I wasn't really tripping. I'm just like, whatever, and then she blew up, and I'm like, damn.
I almost had her.
Yeah. I reached out to her on MySpace, you know what I'm saying? Her assistant was like, this is her assistant, but I let her know this and that. I was like, oh, it's gone. It's over with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, so you know, the Lil Wayne stuff. We did Scarface. I was still interning when Scarface Project Made came out, you know what I'm saying? So I was there.
So that's the start of their relationship with Scarface. I was gonna ask you.
Yeah. That's when the relationship with Scarface built, you know what I'm saying? Because I was the intern, so I would have to go get the food, you know what I'm saying? Run any little errands that he wanted, you know what I'm saying? But we was every single day, you know what I'm saying? I didn't record him then, you know what I'm saying? I didn't start recording him until he got out of jail, you know what I'm saying? And I've been like pretty much the only person to record him since, probably about 80% of his stuff.
I mean, that shit, that's 10 plus years now at this point. A little over 10 years.
Yeah, for sure. And I did that all off of Twitter. He got on Twitter and it was like the first day he was out and he was tweeting. And I hit him, I said, yo, hit me, trying to get in the lab. And he sent me a DM, he like, just hit me. And then he been pulling up ever since.
You know what I'm saying?
Social media, man. Social media.
Oh shit. Okay. So tell me how you started linking up with iMix.
Oh, so when I used to rap, I used to record with Bruce.
No shit.
Yeah, I used to buy studio time from Bruce and beats and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But even when we used to go to the studio to do like our studio time, you know, they always used to be like, "Yo, Steve-O know how to do this too." You know what I'm saying? And that's how me and Bruce built our relationship. You know what I'm saying? Just off of that. And then he was at a studio one time, and I think they shut down, and he was looking for somewhere to go. I tried to bring him to Mike Mo's, you know what I'm saying? But I think Bruce was a little more advanced, you know what I'm saying, to come under Mike Mo, if that make any sense, you know what I'm saying? So that really didn't work out, so I just let some time go by, and then once again, I'm on Twitter, and Bruce say, hey, he tweeted and say, just bought a new studio desk. So I hit him. Where the studio at? 290 and 34th. Come through. Said, all right. Came through the same day. Checked it out. Because, you know, that was rehearsal halls over there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So Bruce and E-Rock was already rocking in the big room. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, they got other rooms available. You know what I'm saying? He's like, well, you know, we could just get together and do a big thing. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, Bruce's idea was to turn every room in there into studios, you know what I'm saying? So I immediately said, all right, I went to the house, and I started bringing my equipment up, you know what I'm saying? My NS10s, all of that, same day, and moved into another room that was available, you know what I'm saying? And from that day is when we sat down, and we was like, okay, this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to do iMix Houston, we're going to call the building iGrind Media and go from there, you know what I'm saying? Cause we used to drop mixtapes and everything, you know what I'm saying, with everybody in the building. Cause it was like a hot spot, you know what I'm saying?
It was. Now you go through there and it was just in the halls, bro, just so much. Everybody. I'm telling you, who you gonna run into over there, man?
Yeah, man.
And
yeah.
So is that when, cause Devin was over there, is that when the Devin thing starts? When
you
Devin
yeah, yeah, so there? So I first met Devin at Mike Dean's house, cause I used to be Mike Dean's assistant. Mike Mo was Mike Dean's assistant at one time, and then Mike Mo started getting busy and he kind of like, yeah, go over there with Mike Dean. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, all right, I'm going with Mike Dean. I didn't at that time, Mike Dean wasn't Mike Dean, or at least
he was still behind the scenes, Mike Dean.
Right. So I knew who he was, but it wasn't like right now. You know what I'm saying? So one day I was over there and I was on probation at the time, and him and Devin was over there and they was cooking with weed butter and shit. You know what I'm saying? So they cooking and shit, doing music on the side. Mike Dean got a Grammy on the kitchen table with some weed in it. Like, it's crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? But that's how I met Devin, because the first time he met me, I wasn't smoking because I was on papers. He tried to give me a joint, you know what I'm saying? I said, nah, I'm on papers. He said, these are papers. I say, man, nah, man. But yeah, that's how I met Devin. But I didn't start recording him until after we moved into the studio. So I moved into the studio and Carlos came through and was like, yo, Devin needs a spot to record. I'm like, you know, tell him to come through, you know what I'm saying? So he came through, we chopped it up, we already, you know, was familiar with each other, and I was like, man, this is my room, you know, go at it, you know what I'm saying? So that's when he did that Coffee Brothers Fresh Brew project out of there, you know what I'm saying? So.
Man, so talk about just some of the projects, man, that you've been a part of as far as on the engineering side, bro, on the creative side, man.
It's a lot. Rick Ross, Mastermind, Grammy nominated for 2 Chainz.
The Mastermind record, there's a Scarface and Zero.
Yeah, Scarface and Zero, mm-hmm. Blessing in Disguise. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm
classic.
Saying?
Classic. 5 years.
Two Chainz album, you know, Face was on 2 Chainz album. That's how I got my plaque, you know what I'm saying? It was Grammy nominated, so that was dope on a song called I think it's called Ghetto Boy or Ghetto Dreams or something.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Based on the true story. Russ and Devin, you know what I'm saying? They got a song called Foot on the Gas, you know what I'm saying? I recorded it. Pretty much anything that they touched. The only song that I didn't record that I wish I would have recorded for Face is a song he had with Nas called Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah, the Cali joint. Yeah.
That was one of the Cali joints. I recorded the other one. It's a song with Face, Jay the Kiss, Akon, on Suffering for Success. I did record that, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I can't lie. I went through my sessions, and I realized, man, shout out to Killer Kaleon, too, because I recorded some classic stuff, man, out there. That Morning Stars remix, you know what I'm saying? Man. Like, I recorded Spotlight with him and Wiz Khalifa. You
no
know
shit.
What I'm saying? Yeah.
Wait. So they were both there when they did it?
No. Just this Killer. First, yeah. Just Killer. We was at Mike Moe's studio, you know what I'm saying?
No shit. What's been probably your favorite record that you done recorded? Like, man, you know what? I can hang my hat on these. Like, yeah, I was a part of these. You know what I'm saying? These Steve-O mixes right here.
I don't necessarily have a favorite. I can't tell you that I have a favorite. But for me, like, the album that I'm proud of because I was there from the beginning to the end was Deeply Rooted, Scarface. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, Face was the first person to take me out of town on some engineering stuff. Like, he was like, hey, I'm not recording nothing without Steve-O. And then it was like, hey, Steve-O, we in New York. You got to come. I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that process was beautiful because I got to experience more, you know, from the ground to the end.
Talk about some standouts from that, because, I mean, that Face came back and dropped a classic. I mean, that's an independent album, and it's still just top to bottom, bro.
Like, I think it's solid, man. I think it's very, very solid. I got to think about the records that's on there. I actually got whatchamacallit on there, Jack Freeman.
You on the high seat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy. This is how that happened, and Jack will tell you. I don't know. I don't know why Jack Freeman was in jail.
But what?
But Jack Freeman was in jail for some reason. I don't know.
This don't even sound like no real shit. Jack, you got to come on here and tell this story, man. Yeah, but go ahead.
He was in jail for something, and then all I remember, he was online, and, like, you know, I don't know if it was, I'm pretty sure it was Twitter, and he was talking about it, you know what I'm saying? It was something like that, and Face was doing a song the exact same day that Jack got out type shit, and it was about being in jail. And he was like, man, I need a singer. I say, look, I got the perfect motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
So it's stuff like that that I really like doing, putting stuff together that actually makes sense because of the experiences. You know what I'm saying?
I never would have guessed that was the backstory behind that.
Yeah. I can't lie, like, you brought up Khaled earlier. I never understood what Khaled did until I got in the studio with him. Once I got in the studio with him and Face, I understood it. And that made me a better A&R, or not producer, like making beats, but producer. You know what I'm saying?
Putting the whole thing together. Yeah.
What Khaled do, he great at it. You know what I'm saying? People can say whatever they want to say, but he great at it. You know what I'm saying? But I was in the studio with him in New York, and him and Face just, we walk in the studio, Jungle City, and they just sit down, like me and you sitting down, and Khaled is just talking to him. They talked about an hour and a half.
Just trying to see where he at.
Khaled was like, yo, I was in Houston for All-Star, this happened, such and such. Just regular conversation. And then got Face like, man, nah, people is doing this, you ain't supposed to do that, you know, got him in emotions, you know what I'm saying? And then Khaled say, so this is what the song is about. Now you got everything. You got them in the mindset that you need. Now you can go make the record that you want. You know what I'm saying? Because it probably wouldn't have came out the same way if you would have came in and said, okay, hear the song, just go in there and rap on it. You know what I'm saying? You got to kind of make the environment right. And that's what I learned from Khaled. You know what I'm saying? And I was with Face days after that. You know what I'm saying? And Khaled's calling him. Man, that verse hard. You know what I'm saying? That's hard, man. I'm thinking about getting Akon on there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that enthusiasm make everything. He's good at what he do. You know what I'm saying?
Keeping that energy up. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. And on that tip, I want to give a shout out to OG Run C, because OG Run C was Khaled before Khaled. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you remember Southern's Finest CD, when he put everybody together, the only thing he ain't have was a tag. You know what I'm saying? And then before that, you know, we got to shout out Kirk Franklin, man.
Hmm.
DJ Khaled is Kirk Franklin. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, man, what you got, like, what's the goal for you in the bigger, like, grand scheme of things, man?
Man, I just want to continue, like, touching people musically. You know what I mean? I would love, like, an executive spot, like, at a major label or something. You know what I mean? But I just want to keep touching people musically. You know what I mean? I've given up pretty much on the I'm gonna be an artist type of thing. You know what I'm saying? So I use my creativity a little differently now. You know what I'm saying? And try to help the people coming up and try to mold them as much as possible to what I know is right. You know what I'm saying? Like I can only give that to people that will listen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I've been around so much music and so many OGs that when I'm in the studio with them, they're saying stuff and I can't do nothing but pick it up. You know what I'm saying? So I remix it, I keep some of it, and then when I'm in the studio with people, I let it out. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what happened on Lead by Example. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was exactly that. You know what I'm saying?
Already. Well, man, real quick before we get up out of here, man, let's talk about the Slapwoods, man.
Man, Slapwoods, man. If you haven't tried Slapwoods, you need to try some Slapwoods, man. Get rid of them backwoods and try you some Slapwoods, man. Did you open that pack?
That's why I'm up right there,
man. I'm gonna show you what they look like, man. If y'all smoke backwoods, that's all cool, but you're gonna do a lot of work and you're gonna waste a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? If you want to just get straight to it, you need to get you a Slapwood, man. And they is in stores all around Houston, Florida. Man, I ain't got no nails, boy. This bad. Got some out in California, Oklahoma. What they are is premium cones. Premium cones with a filter on it. So all you gotta do is stuff it. Bam, you take the paper out, you put your tree in there, and you got the perfect wood with a filter, you know what I'm saying? And you got the stuffing stick in it, it's biodegradable, you know what I'm saying? You really can't lose on it, you know what I'm saying? But one thing for sure, it ain't for nobody that only smoke a little bit of weed or something like that, man. You gotta make sure you have enough tree. If you're trying to roll a pen joint or something like that, you're gonna have to use something else. But if you a big smoker, a big chiefer, Slapwoods is your friend, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, for sure. I appreciate that plug like a motherfucker. But before we get out, I want to tell you thank you, you know what I'm saying, just for I went through my DJ stage, you know what I'm saying, and I hit you. I was like, man, DJ Don, I just got these turntables.
People like, some people gonna see this and say, who the fuck is DJ Don? Because they gonna die. This how long this really been my partner, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I used to be DJ Don some years ago.
Hey, man, yeah. one of the coldest, man. his name's still DJ Don in my phone. I'm not changing it. But when I went through my DJ phase, he was one of the first people that I called, and he pulled up immediately and showed me some stuff, you know what I'm saying? And so I appreciate you, you know.
All right, man, come on, man. It's all real, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. Like I said, with the Devin thing, you know what I mean? And just shouting out on the social media and shit, bro. So,
hey, look, man, we was on Clubhouse, man. I asked you, man, what you need. You said just tell people about it. Yeah. So shit, that's what I'm gonna do.
That's what it is.
Tell people about it. You know what I'm saying? Man, my goal is to try to be as solid as possible. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it makes sense. Not to get nothing out of nobody or nothing, but just to support what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a podcast. You know what I'm saying? So I know how hard it is to get set up and do all of this. You know what I'm saying? Figure out what you're gonna do next. You know what I'm saying? So when you start doing it, and I know you got the journalism background, I'm like, man, that's perfect for them. You know what I'm saying? So congratulations on everything. You know
appreciate
what I'm
that,
saying?
Dog. Appreciate so, that. Well, shit, man, you want your social media out and everything?
Man, y'all can follow me on everything. It's at Black Card Stevo. BlackCardSteveo. You know what I'm saying? Just type it in and it's gonna pop right up. Follow me, fuck with me, I'm accessible, you know what I'm saying? But always remember, the best way to start a relationship is to spend some money.
Hey man, that's real. And that lead by example, get that lead by example out right now, you know
out
what I'm saying?
Now, man, tell me if I'm jamming or tell me if I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I put a year into that, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm not jamming, let me know. But if I am, let me know.
Already, that's what it is. Well, hey man, it's Donnie Houston Podcast. Steve-O. Hey man, we out.
Yes, sir.
Donnie Houston.